I think there was a time we need to get ready to meet the Lord. It's now, because I feel like He's coming soon. As we've seen the judgments of God on 1989, I don't feel like we can stand the judgments like that again in the 90s, because it come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, the judgments on America. So if there was a time we need to turn back to God and begin to make preparation for eternity, I think it's now. Besides, before this year's out, no doubt some listening to me will be in eternity. Life is the future so uncertain at all times. Let me beg each one listening to me this morning to read the Old Testament and the New Testament in this coming year that's coming up, and take a good look at the Bible, because the Bible is the only book in all the world that gives you any hope beyond the grave. And you need to look at the God of the Old Testament and the Lord of the New Testament. And I'd like for us to think about that a little bit this morning on this program. They encourage you to read the Bible with your own eyes and study it with your own mind in so much religious confusion as they are in the world now. And that religious confusion was in the Old Testament, it's all in the New Testament. It's something you have to deal with, is what's true and what's false in religion. If you take a good look at the Old Testament, the God of the Old Testament, if you was going to serve Him, it would mean you was going to have to journey by faith to travel through the wilderness where you'd get hungry and thirsty. Another thing that this generation don't like to think about, it might mean raising children in slavery to keep God's people going. The children of Israel raised for 100 years children in slavery. You look over in the New Testament, to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, it meant everything. Forsake it all to follow Him. He was a pearl of great price, and when a person comes and finds that he's lost and guilty and that the Lord is his only hope, He's willing to forsake all to follow Him. If we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we forsake the world and its pleasures and treasures in this present world to gain it all yonder in the world to come. If you miss having a good personal praying relationship with the Lord in this present world, you're going to lose it all in the world to come. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said, His Father sent Him down to this world. He came unto His own. In 1 John 10:11-13, let me read it. He was in the world. The world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came to His own, the nation of Israel, and His own received Him not. They had drifted so far away from God in the Old Testament till they failed to receive God's Son when He came into the world. But here's where you and me can come in verse 12 it said, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. And when the Lord Jesus Christ was in the world, it was just a few people that received Him. And when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, we've made that so easy, and just believe or receive Him without any strings attached. But if you say you believe the Lord, you have to believe His words that He spoke while He's here on this earth. And that demands, His Word demands that we put Him first in this life, that we turn from all of our idols to serve Him, the true and living God. He give them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. And if you believe on His name, you'll have to believe His words, which were born not of the blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. You'll have to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in all of His words and deeds and become His servant and be born of His Spirit. If you're going to heaven when this life comes to close, or if you're going to have His fellowship as you journey along in the world. Let's take a look back at the Old Testament. In the first 11 chapters of the Bible, God told all about the first 2,000 years of history, the creation of the world, the flood. In the first 2,000 years of history is in the first 11 chapters of Genesis. But in the 11th chapter of Genesis, God called Abraham out from among all the young men of the world to build a nation out of his descendants. And almost all the rest of the Bible is concerning Abraham and his descendants. And the Lord Jesus Christ was one of his descendants that came into the world. God called Abraham out from among his kindred and from his home and his friends to become a stranger and a pilgrim in this earth. That's what God required of Abraham, the father of the faithful, to forsake all and become a stranger and a pilgrim in this earth, to journey by faith. God told Abraham that he is going to make of his seed a nation of people that he would bless, and that he would bless all nations that bless them and curse all that curse them. There was apparently no chance for his descendants to fail upon earth. He established it. Seed of Abraham and made the nation of Israel out of them. And he gave them the choicest nation upon the face of the earth, the land of Canaan. And after he had established this nation, he couldn't bless them enough or curse them enough to get them to serve him continually. It's a sad picture here, as God deals with His chosen people upon the face of the earth. And that's mostly what the Old Testament is about. And they drifted so far away from God. Hosea, just before that nation was destroyed from off the face of the earth, described the awful condition that that nation had drifted into after God had blessed them above all the nations of the world. In Hosea, the fourth chapter, Hosea tells the nation of Israel there's no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. They had forgotten God. Down in the sixth verse of the fourth chapter of Hosea, he said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee." He rejected that nation. "Thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the laws of thy God." And I feel like America's in the same state that Israel was in this morning as I bring you the eternal, everlasting Word of God. They had forgotten the laws of God. No truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. Can you think about a nation that the God of the Bible, the place upon the face of the earth, above all nations, forgetting God, forgetting his laws, to where there was no mercy and no knowledge of God in the land. He said whoredom and wine and new wine had taken away their hearts. It's really something to think about. God, Hosea told the nation of Israel, said, you've forgotten God and you've forgotten his laws. He said, God said, I will also forget your children. And you look at the awful condition the children of Israel was in the time of Hosea, and look at our nation today, and you can find a lot of comparison in that nation. It's really something for us to think about. Here's that nation that God had placed upon the face of the earth above all nations. Here's the terrible condition that their religion was in. Hosea said, you'll go with your tithes, and you'll go with your flocks, and you will go with your herds to seek the Lord. But they shall not find him. They was going out and in and out the temple with all that great religious form of godliness. Here's what had happened to him. He said, but he has withdrawn himself from thee. They had drifted so low till God had withdrawn himself and his spirit from them. And they drifted on down, and that nation was utterly destroyed. And for some 2,500 years, their flag never flew again over the nation. They became wanderers in the world. What do you think is going to happen in America? I wonder, as we go in and out of churches, if we're not in the same condition Israel was in. If the Holy Spirit is not there to empower your worship service, you just have a form of godliness, and God's withdrawn his spirit from you. We need to examine our nation and our relationship to God and our religion. If we just got a form of godliness, you never hear tell of poor lost sinners coming to know God. We just join them in religion without experiencing the new birth, and that's helping them to doom their souls. The Lord established this nation. He couldn't bless them enough, and he couldn't send enough of curses and diseases upon them to get him to serve him continually. And after some 500 years after this, he sent his only son down to this chosen nation that he had withdrawn himself from. He came back. It's awful. You need to study the nation of Israel and see how God loved them. And he sent his son to this nation, and he come to his own, and his own received him not. You need to read the story down in Nazareth. After he was baptized, he went into Nazareth, his home church. And as he began to preach to them, they cast him out and was going to destroy him if he hadn't disguised himself and slipped out from amidst them. It's really something that we need to think about in these days that we're going through now. Did it ever occur to you, you need to take a good look at the God of the Old Testament and the Lord of the New Testament? You hear so many things said about them that the Scripture does not back up. The God of the Old Testament says he does as he pleases in the armies of heaven. And among the inhabitants of the world, no man can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? He was a supreme ruler in the Old Testament. The Lord Jesus Christ, he turned all power and all judgment in heaven and earth over to him when he came into the world. And I want you to notice what the Lord Jesus Christ, when he trained his first 12 disciples, he sent them forth and commanded them, saying, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, nor in the city of Samaria enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Look what awful love God had for this nation here. He didn't bother the Gentiles. He didn't bother the Samaritans. That startled my mind, but that's what's in the eternal word of God, that you just go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go preach, saying the kingdom of God is at hand, as I bring you the eternal word of God, the kingdom of heaven couldn't be close to you if the Holy Spirit is dealing with you. But there come a time in the Old Testament when God withdrawed himself from the nation of Israel. And here the Lord tells his disciples to give them their final warning. He said, "Whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words when you depart out of the house or city, shake off the dust of your feet." It was their final warning. And that's coming to America, and I wonder if the Lord's not withdrawing his Holy Spirit from our religious system we got with so many denominations and so many doctrines. He said, "Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." So it was too late. After these boys had preached, they give them their final warning to that nation that God, that they'd been backsliding all through the Old Testament and New Testament, but that their last call had come, and the last call will come to you and me. So, Blake, let me beg you this morning to harden not your heart, but if you feel the wound of the Holy Spirit, then the time for you to surrender to the call of the Lord and not risk to drifting on to where God might withdraw his Spirit, because his Spirit does not always strive with man, and it's impossible for you to be saved unless God's drawing you by the Holy Spirit. So let me beg you, harden not your heart while you still have time this side of eternity, but become reconciled to the Lord Jesus Christ and turn from all your idols to serve a true and living God.